I'm Lynn Chown. Thank you for joining me in this audio series, Preparing for High Heart Meditation. And in this fifth audio, the kit will be sounding the Om. In the first four audios, we prepared ourselves for going into meditation and doing energy work. In this fifth audio, we'll practice sounding the Om and use the vibration of the Om to help to move our intention into matter or form, kind of like a carrier wave. It's used to help manifest the concepts of our meditation or energy work. As in the other audios, I'll first talk about how to sound the Om, and then we'll practice it in the second half of the audio. Both ancient teachings and modern science agree that all things in existence are made up of, at their core level, vibrating and pulsing energy. Most sounds are created by one object hitting another object, like waves against the shore or winds against a bush and a striker against a gong. For millennia, mystics have used an audible sound which mostly resembles the unstruck sound because it more closely resembles the sound of the universe itself, the cosmic vibration of creation. And according to the ancients, the audible sound, which mostly resembles the unstruck sound, is the syllable Om. The sound of the Om is made up of four parts, and in ancient Sanskrit tradition, it's an allegory of the four planes of consciousness. The A, pronounced Ah as in father, represents the waking state. The U, as in who, represents the dream state. The M represents the deep sleep state. And the silence that follows the sounding of the Om is the state of infinite consciousness. And when we sound the Om, it's like rolling the sound around in your mouth in a circle. We start with the A sound in the center of the mouth. The U sound transfers to the back of the mouth and then up to the top of the mouth. And then it goes forward to the lips for the vibration of the M sound. In Sanskrit, the O sound is spelled A-U. And it's a blending of two vowels. And it's heard like as a gliding sound. Ow. Okay, so the silent sound is no sound at all and is a state of being receptive, open, without expectation or judgment. It's a state of stillness open to all existence. When sounding your note in meditation or energy work, you'll need to intuit the actual note that you'll need at specific phases of your work. If you're not sure what note to use, ask your higher self to guide you or set an intention to use the appropriate note at the appropriate time. Also, when sounding your note, set the intention that the energy you want to manifest be carried along on the vibration of your note, like a carrier wave. So let's practice it now. That simple. Thank you for joining me in this audio series, Preparing for High Heart Meditation. Check out my website at lynnchown.com.